And I guess because he eats mosquitoes.
Uh-huh. He's a big thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be.
I believe there's a name for him.
You know, like up north, you know, those are called snake doctors. Yeah. And, you know, like, they're also called darning needles for some reason.
The same problem with darning needles at home.
No, never heard that name.
Because of the point.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does.
Yeah. You know, those things, you know, what kinds of things? Well, okay, first of all, just what type, you know, type of insects sting you?
Well, you have your wasp, you have your bee, you have your bumblebee, and you have your hornets.
What, well, you know, like a hornet, you know, I don't, well, you know, aren't they up in...
And they build a big nest, and you can see them hanging on trees.
Uh-huh.
And they really...
Are they red or black or what? Do you know?
It's black.
Black?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Are there more than one kind that live in trees? Or do you think that's about the only type that has a nest like that?
No, you have your, wasp builds his, and he builds his in trees. He builds on the side of your houses, around the eaves of your houses.
What colors are those?
Well, you have your little red wasp, and you have your one that's kind of a, well, he's a lighter red, you know, than that one. And, are they fiery?
Mm. Yeah, what about those things that have yellow rings on them?
Now, that's your yellow jackets.
And you have those down here?
Yeah, we have yellow jackets, too.
And, like, do they just have nests like that, too? Up in the eaves of a house or something?
I don't know who the yellow jacket has. He don't have it around the house.
No, I see.
No, you find him in the, when you're traveling through the woods. You find him.
But I've only seen one hornet's nest in my life, and that was in a park. And, you know, like, kids are so mischievous, you know, we knocked it down, and boy, they chased us, and they almost got us, but I hid from them. You know, they chased the other boys. But, you know, I couldn't believe we did that.
They're dangerous, or, you know, a lot of people are allergic to things that are stinging them.
Well, you know, those things that the dragonfly eats, you know, what are those things called? You know, that the mosquito hawk eats. You know, like, you know, what does he eat, most of all, you think? And you know, those things that also, you know, they'll light on you, and they'll, you know, start sucking the blood out of you.
Well, that's mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a skeeter?
Yeah, well, you just say skeeter, but he is a mosquito.
Oh, okay. But it's the same thing as a skeeter.
That's right.
Well, you know, like, you know, which term do you use more often? You know, like, if you were just talking about them.
I'd say a mosquito.
A mosquito?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what about those small insects that burn into your skin and raise welts on you?
That's lice.
Lice?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And ticks.
Ticks?
Ticks.
You know, what about those things you can get outside, you know, like, rolling around? And I think, I might be red. And they...
Mites.
Mites?
Mm-hmm.
Are they called chiggers sometimes?
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
But they're mites down here.
They're mites. Mm-hmm.
What about red bugs? Are those the same thing?
Yeah, some of the same thing. Nice. You get them in the woods.
In the woods?
Uh-huh.
You know, these things, these insects that are green sometime, and you see them hopping along, you know, like, what are those things called? Well, really, they almost fly along, but, you know, they hop, and they're green, and sometimes they're brown.
It's not lizard.
No, it's an insect. And a lizard might eat it, but it's an insect. You know, like you see them in the summertime a lot. You know, like when you cut the grass, they'll hop out to the side.
Oh, grasshoppers?
Mm-hmm. Are those known by anything else, just grasshopper?
Not here.
Okay. You know, the small fish that you use for bait, mm-hmm. You know, what are those called?
Minnows.
Minnows?
Mm-hmm.
What about... Shiners?
Shiners.
Shiners.
Mm-hmm.